Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good day, folks. Today, we are talking about a 900% capital gain, 70% a year cash flow from one event, one investment, from a single mom and a recent empty nester. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today, I'm with one of my teammates, actually. Carmen Izquierdo, and we're going to hear her story. She's working on building her dream lifestyle and retiring herself, and we are working on your financial freedom. Carmen, so glad you're with us today. I want you just to take a minute and just introduce yourself to the folks who are listening. Tell us a little bit about how you grew up, where you grew up, that kind of thing.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me on the show. So I am a local girl. I am a Texas resident right now. I was born in Mexico City, but I moved to San Antonio, Texas when I was little. And I stayed here up until I joined the Navy. After I got out of the military, I came back to San Antonio.
And did you grow up in money? Was your family really wealthy?
Oh, God, no. We did not have enough money. We were kind of like the normal paycheck to paycheck type of family. And sometimes too much month, not enough paycheck.
Yeah, and then what did you do in the Navy? By the way, really honor that. That's just awesome that you did that. What was your position in the Navy?
So I was a damage control man, which is a firefighter.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm laughing because when Carmen stands next to me, it looks like, oh, this is my ninth grade daughter. And to think of her as a firefighter is just really, okay, awesome job, though. So I know you're very capable. And I also know you're very smart because you told me you crash course learned English very quick when you were a young child. And you're growing up, that inspired your initial career path, didn't it?
It did. So because my family struggled paycheck to paycheck, I wanted to that not be my reality and the reality for my family. So I decided I wanted to do something different with my life and help out people so they would not struggle. So I decided to become a personal financial planner. I actually went to school for that and got my bachelor's degree to be a personal financial planner.
What triggered you to seek out real estate? Why did you even think about that?
So I, the senior year of my bachelor's degree, I was just reading different investment strategies, and I read some real estate books, and from one of those real estate books, I joined a real estate group, and I got nothing in return. They only took $10,000 worth of my money, and I got a couple of phone calls, and that was the gist of it.
You invested $10,000 with a real estate, quote-unquote, mentoring group.
Yes.
And they called you and told you what to do, and that's it.
That's it. And they provided no actual support. There was no people in my local area with that particular group. So, yes, they told me what to do, but they didn't know anything about the market.
Yeah, you told me they said drive around and look for areas that you like or something along those lines, if I remember correctly. So,
yeah.
Me, if I had that experience, I lost $10,000, had nothing to show for it, I'm done. I'll put my money in the stock market, I'm going to put in an IRA, I'm going to buy bricks of gold, and I'm put them in my basement, if I had a basement. And so, but you didn't do that.
Why? No, at that point, I already knew that the stock market, mutual funds, and all that kind of stuff, it was just gambling. So, of course, I didn't want to continue gambling with my money. So I decided to seek out a different type of company to continue to pursue the real estate goal that I had. And Googling, I went on online on the internet, and I just basically searched for local real estate group, and up popped David Fisher's YouTube videos.
And David Fisher, folks that are listening, he is one of our Financial Freedom Seminar presenters. So he teaches 16 hours how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, lease, and manage single-family properties, multifamily properties. He actually started out in San Antonio in 2009, had about $70,000, and turned that into, I think his net worth is around $10 million now. And Carmen, one thing you said you realized the stock market was gambling. It's funny because during the two-day seminar, David will ask, how many of you believe that the stock market is gambling? And it's usually like 90 to 100% of the people raise their hand. And then he says, how many of you are still invested in the stock market? And about 90 to 100% of the people raise their hand. And then he'll ask the question sometimes, why? And it's because they have no alternative. They don't know of any alternative. So congratulations on finding an alternative and going out and searching and finding Lifestyles Unlimited. So you went to the free workshop, and what was your experience there?
So number one, it felt super awesome to be in a physical location listening to a real person talking to me about real estate instead of a phone call. That was what did it for me. Plus all the knowledge during the free workshop. And mind you, this is just the introduction to Lifestyles, and a lot of the things that were discussed during that free workshop were leaps and bounds of what I knew from joining that other group for $10,000. This free workshop taught me more than what I learned $10,000 thing.
Yeah, and we're fixing to go to a break. So let me just say, folks, as you're listening, I'm one of the free workshop presenters. You can go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. The next one that I'm doing is Thursday, April 14th, the day before tax day. Yay. And so you can sign up for that, or you can sign up for one of the others. They're all online, by the way, now. You can go in person to the two-day financial freedom seminar, but the workshop is online. And you can watch it in your pajamas. So I want you to go ahead and go sign up for that. We're going to come on the other side of the break. We're talking about 900% capital gain, 70% a year cash flow with Carmen Izquierdo.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey there, I'm David Ruzicka, your host, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am with Carmen Izquierdo, and we are going to hear the rest of her story. She has actually invested in 5 different single-family properties, and as I mentioned, 900% capital gain on one. That just blows me away, and 70% a year cash flow. And right before the break, we were talking about the point where Carmen discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. And I like what you said the other day. You said, my reality shifted when you discovered Lifestyles. You said, I came to the realization that I was finally doing better in my family, but I was still on a path that led to a path to a quiet life of desperation. What did you mean by that?
So as much as my income grew from what my parents had, I was still on that never ending, have to work for money. If I didn't show up to work, money was not going to be coming in, and that was never going to end unless I saved a bunch of money and I just kept it in the bank. But we all know that that's not the path to retirement either. So I had the stock market, or I had saving up a bunch of money to retire, and I knew those two were not going to work. So my paradigm shifted when I realized that real estate was that alternative that I could use as a path to retirement, where I could just enjoy my life and still have this passive income coming in, and I would shift my the way of thinking for my kids, for my family, and it was going to be different than what my parents did and my grandparents did.
Yeah, and Warren Buffett says, if you don't figure out a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. And I often say that is the retirement plan of most people. It's I'm going to try to get a big pile of money, and then I'm going to, if I'm able to retire, I hope that I die before I run out of money. Because if you think about it, if you had $1 million in the bank right now, you could earn about 0.5%. That's $5,000 a year. If you're able to accumulate $1 million, my guess is you're living a lifestyle that costs more than $5,000 a year to survive. So with all that in mind, you go to the 2-day financial freedom seminar. It's David Fisher, who I mentioned before, a great educator, also a guy who went from $70,000 in the bank to $10 million net worth, about that position right now. Tell us what, as you sat through that financial freedom seminar, what were the big takeaways for you? What were kind of the big eye-opening moments for you during that?
So the first big eye-opening moment was when he confirmed my idea that the stock market was gambling. I knew this. I believed it. I just didn't have anybody to back me up. And then David said that, and I was validated. My beliefs were validated by David right there on the 2-day seminar, mm-hmm. and that was huge. Then on the second big moment that I had is when I realized that Monopoly was real. If I get four houses, I could trade it in for an apartment complex. And it was like mind-blowing. And the possibilities in my head just endless. And I was hooked. I decided, this is it. I'm going to join. On the first day, I decided I was going to join the Preferred Investor Group. I was just, oh my God, I was sold. I drank the Kool-Aid and everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny because I've heard him use that Monopoly illustration many times, but I never thought in my head, oh, wow, Monopoly is real. that's pretty powerful when you say that, because it is absolutely true, and that's what people do with Lifestyles Unlimited all the time, and they retire themselves with that. Any other big eye-opening moments for you during the seminar? Don't have to be. I just want to make sure I didn't miss any.
No, that I could think of right off the top of my head, but I did want to mention that quote from Warren Buffett that you just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, that is my wallpaper on my phone.
Oh, wow. And I'll repeat
that. That's how powerful that phrase is. And that's how important I think it is for me to keep it front of mind 24/7.
Where your focus goes, your attention flows, or where your attention goes, your focus flows. I can't remember which one it is, but the idea is you keep those things in front of your mind. Even one of our other mentors talks about having a vision board where you remind yourself of those things all the time to keep you driven so that you can reach that point. Dan Swain, who I had on last week, talked about as he got involved with Lifestyles, the reason he's able to retire and go on 4 vacations a year is because he didn't watch American Idol. He didn't watch TV. He focused on his real estate investing for a few years and retired himself in 2 years as a result of that. Oh, forgot to mention again the Warren Buffett quote. It's, if you don't learn how to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. So good job on having that on your phone, Carmen. So your very first single family house, I'm kind of curious. You've never bought a single family house before, at least for investment purposes. Were you scared?
I was petrified. I was completely petrified, but I knew that Lifestyles was going to be there for me. My mentors were there. My agents were there. The vendors were there. So I decided to just take the plunge. I decided to just go for it. I had the knowledge. I had the support. The numbers made sense. Why not?
First of all, how did you find that deal?
One of our agents brought it to me.
I'm curious, what did it look like when you walked into it? Was it a mess? Was it a disaster? Was it okay?
It was a tilted train wreck. It needed a lot of foundation work, so it was a little bit off, not a little, a lot off. And I walked in, and as soon as I walked in, you could feel the house, kind of the way the foundation was off.
Oh, wow. So there's like one of those houses in at an amusement park where everything is kind of sideways. Now, as folks are listening, I know there are many folks who are listening saying, oh, I would walk away from that house. No, you don't walk away from the house unless the numbers don't work. If the numbers work, then you want the house. So you put an offer on the house. You got the house. How often did you use your mentors? We talk about mentors at Lifestyles a lot. How often did you use your mentors and how? In what way?
I was communicating with them daily because it was my first property, because it needed a lot of rehab, and because I just wanted to be sure that every decision I made, every step I took, that it was what Lifestyles taught me. So they were kind of like my quality assurance team, if you will.
And when you say that, you actually walked into the office every single day because you happened to be in San Antonio. You were local. You actually did that, didn't you?
I did. I totally did. They probably got tired of seeing my face all the time during this project.
Yeah. So as you're listening, I mean, on my first deal, I was calling my mentor every day and I always worried that I was bothering him, that I was annoying him. And he would say, no, you're not, David. I'm thinking that he's just being nice. No, I've talked to our mentors. They want you to bug them. They want you to do things right. They want to save you money. They want to protect you as you go through the process. Hey, stay with us through the break. We're talking with Carmen Izquierdo. Her most recent deal was zero out of pocket. That means her cash flow on that deal is an infinite rate of return. And stay with us. We are working on your financial freedom.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Carmen Izquierdo, and we are hearing her story. She is a single mom, recent empty nester, and is on her way to financial freedom. And we talked about, and she has one house that is zero out of pocket, which means the cash flow is going to be an infinite rate of return. The capital gain will be an infinite capital gain. Whatever, if it's a dollar, it's infinite if you put no money in the deal. So that's the kind of thing you can do with Lifestyles Unlimited. And before you go any further, I want to remind you how Carmen got started and how everybody gets started with Lifestyles Unlimited. They go to the free workshop. And you can do that. It's online. You go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com, LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Sign up for one of the workshops. The next one that I'm doing is April 14th at 9:30 at night. That's so people in California and Hawaii can watch it and not have to be up at all hours of the night or in the middle of the day, I guess. depending on what time zone you're in. But if you can't do that one, I've got great teammates that do a great job, better than me, on the workshop. So sign up for one of them. Go ahead and take a first step for yourself. Like I said, it's a free workshop. It's online. You can watch it in your pajamas. You can watch it in bed, whatever you want to do. So do that. So Carmen, you found your first house. It's a crooked house. You walk in, you can tell the foundation is lopsided. First house I ever got was lopsided, too. A lot of things that would scare probably many of our listeners initially would think, oh, this is horrible, I can't do this. But the numbers worked. And what was the cost of the rehab?
Yes, the rehab total was $56,000.
What year was that?
That was 2015.
Oh my goodness, that is a lot of rehab for 2015. Because that's kind of a little bit maybe higher than average today, but it's 2022, not 2015. So how did you know who to use to do the rehab?
So I hit up the vendor list. I went on there and I got general contractors. I got three bids. And then I went on there also, and I got foundation because it needed a lot of foundation. I decided to go with a company that had a proven record. But yes, I also got three bids for foundation.
And so how long did the rehab take?
It took 6 months because we had an unusually wet spring.
Kind of slowed down everything. The average, folks, as you're listening, is we 30 to 60 days. On larger rehabs, it might take a little bit longer. Certainly worth it on this deal because your total out of pocket was only $11,000. And I know you did a cash out refi and took out $12,000. So you took out everything that you had in the deal. I'm curious, we talked about this the other day. How did you rent this property? Because that's the big fear people have. First of all, how did you know how to price the property for renting it? And then how did you actually go through that?
My agent that sold me the property, when he first sent me the package, the rent comps were already in there. So I had an idea already of what I was going to rent it for. And when after the 6 months of the rehab, actually I was able to get more money for the rent. And I put a sign out on the yard with my number and the makeup of the property, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And I started getting phone calls and started getting applications.
And what kind of sign did you put out in the yard?
Just a regular sign with my phone number and just the information on the property. It was a Vista print sign.
Print sign. Yeah, yeah. which you don't have to do. And actually, I went to Fast Signs. I got a beautiful sign for my first property. It was stolen within 2 days. Then I got a little yellow sign that had an arrow. I put my phone number on it. And then on the inside of the windows, I took poster board and I wrote with a Marks-A-Lot that rent, the number of rooms, everything, my phone number, my email, I put everything on there, and that's how I rented the property. That's how easy it is, folks. If you have the best product and you have the best price, you don't have to go to VistaPrint or Fast Signs because people are going to come to your door. You provide a great product. People need a place to live, and that's what they're looking for. Now, you had people line up because you had this beautiful, expensive VistaPrint sign. How did you screen those folks?
I use another vendor from the vendor website, NTN, and I ran the applications using that service, and I was able to get a couple of qualified potential renters, residents, and out of that one, I chose the first one.
That's great. That's great. So you chose the first one, and a little secret, because people think, what if they don't pay? And I know you're this first renter, sometimes they were late. What did you do about that? Did you just stay up all night, not able to sleep, and hope they would pay you someday? Or did you charge them late?
I collected more money because I had late fees on top of the rent.
Yeah, I know that because I actually did that with a house a long time ago. And I didn't charge late fees because I was afraid maybe they'd move out. And then all of a sudden I realized, wow, really? I can collect late fees? And so I did that. There's a saying one of our mentors uses. He says, either you will train your renters, your residents, or they will train you. You're providing a good product. Their only job is to not destroy it, and just pay the rent, pay the market rent for the property each month. And if they don't do that, they pay a late fee just like you or I do if we have a mortgage or if we're renting from somewhere as well. That is fantastic. And so I know on that first deal, you had $11,000 out of pocket. You had $12,000 cash out refi. You had 16% cash on cash return. So you were trying to be a financial planner.
Yes.
What investment product would you, in a young family comes to you, hey, we need cash flow right now. What investment product would you tell them to invest in so that they could get 16% a year in cash flow?
Real estate.
No, if you're a financial planner, you're going to tell them that?
Oh,
no, you're
going to
buy my mutual fund.
I would probably say 401k, maybe diversify, cross your fingers. Say a couple of prayers and you might get something.
Yeah, but you're not going to get any cash flow from that 401k, right?
Nope, you're not. So
no, that's just 16% cash flow. And we're making money in five different ways. You know what those five different ways you're making money there, Carmen?
Of course you're going to hit me with where it hurts. I do not memorize the five ways. David always yells at me because he asked me the question because he knows I can never remember all of them.
So let's talk about this one property. First of all, you had your cash flow because you got 16%. You have your equity capture. How much equity did you capture on this deal in the beginning? Do you remember?
On that one, I want to say it was probably around 40,000, maybe 50.
And you had 11,000 out of pocket. So you had almost a 400% equity capture right at the beginning.
Yes.
And that wasn't speculating. You weren't hoping the value would go up. You knew that was going to be the value from day one from everything, all the numbers you had run already. So that's your equity capture. Then you got appreciation because it's still going to appreciate. The property's still going to appreciate. Average for real estate doubles in value every 20 years, which is about 3.5% a year. That's unleveraged, but we're leveraged. So then you also have your principal pay down. And of course, you have your depreciation, you have your tax benefits. And so we're making money in five different ways, folks. That's why we do this. That is how you retire yourself. You can't capture, you have equity capture of 400%. Which I'm going to be honest with you, that's not common, but what we are looking to increase by 100% every 2 to 3 years. And that is how you retire yourself. That's how you get rich. You don't get rich in your IRA. You can't get rich slow is what the way Del Walmsley says it. So that was house number one. I think you went to house number two, maybe at the same time.
Yes. Well, that property was in rehab. I knew I couldn't just stand still for 6 months while that property was going on.
Hold right there. We're going to hear the rest of that story. Zero out of pocket on her most recent deal. We're talking to Carmen Izquierdo, Lifestyles Unlimited member services team member, and we are working on your financial freedom.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Carmen Izquierdo, and we have been walking through her story just to kind of remind you. She was going to school to be a financial planner and had kind of an awakening, read a book on real estate, and realized that if she didn't find a way to make money while she was sleeping, while she was not working, that she was going to work until she died. She was doing better than her parents did, had better income than her parents did, but had no way of retirement in the future. If that was ever going to happen, it was going to be because she collected a large pool of money. She discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, discovered that we make money in five different ways, went out, bought her first single family house, which, as we talked about right before the break, she had a 400% equity capture. Now, what that means, as you're listening, when we buy a property, we buy it at a discount. We buy a property that you would not want to move into. So she bought a house that needed drastic foundation repair, had a lot of other repairs as well, over $50,000 worth of rehab. So she was able to buy it at a steep discount. After she fixed it all up, and this was a large rehab on this one, took actually 6 months instead of 30 to 60 days. But when she was done, it was worth 400% more than what she put into the deal. So around $40,000, her out-of-pocket was $11,000. I mentioned, that is a little bit extraordinary, 400% equity capture on a deal, but I see those kind of deals on a fairly regular basis. More common would be 100% equity capture. That's what we're going for. That's what we teach you in that two-day financial freedom seminar. That's the kind of deal you want to get into because we want to retire you in 5 years or less. You can't retire in 5 years or less just throwing money in a little bit of your paycheck into an IRA every month. You've got to do something that creates a drastic multiplier effect in your savings. And that's what we do with real estate because we are making money in five different ways. And so, Carmen, great job on that. So you had the first house under contract. It's getting rehabbed. You said, I just couldn't sit still. So you went out and bought another house. How did you find that house, the second house?
Again, I used the Lifestyles agents. They brought me, I call this my boring house because I had nothing to do. I literally bought it. It was rented already. There was a resident in there. All I did was collect the cash flow and wait for a year and a day to go by and then sell it.
Oh, okay. So why did you decide to sell it so quickly?
So I could get the equity out of it.
That is 200%. That's over 200% capital gain on that deal. And folks, we'd wait for a year and a day at the minimum, because otherwise you will pay capital gains tax. Then you're into flipping. Then you're paying 50% of your income to the government, of your capital gain to the government. We don't want to do that. But if we have a large equity capture, if we have a large capital gain, we want to take that money and we want to redeploy it. You can do that one of two ways. You can do that with a cash out refi, and that's fine. Or you can do it by selling the property and putting that money into another property. And so you went from there. Did you go from there to property number three, the duplex?
I did. Actually, when I did the cash out refi for property number one, that money went straight into the cash out of pocket for property number three.
And tell us about that.
So that's my favorite one. It's my unicorn home run, whatever you want to call it. It was an awesome duplex. I had a $12,000 cost out of pocket, cash out of pocket. I had a $700 monthly cash flow, and I just recently sold that one, and it gave me $108,000 profit at sale.
So that's a 900% capital gain in how many years?
That one I kept for 7 years because it was cash flowing so well as well.
Yeah, 70% a year cash flow. 900%, you did have to split the money, and so you only got 450%. How many of your listeners would be happy with a 450% capital gain? I'd be happy with that every day of the week, and I'm not getting that in the stock market anytime soon. Did you have a lot of rehab on that property?
$12,000 worth of rehab.
And that's not very much for a duplex. And then your last property, tell us about your last property, because this one is just, actually, it's in the middle of rehab right now, correct?
Yes, it is getting rehab right now. So again, another lifestyles agent brought me this property, and it started off as $34,000 out of pocket.
$34,000 out of pocket. I want folks to really understand that. You are ready to put $34,000 into this property. Prices have gone up some, no problem. And then what happened?
And then we revised the scope of work, and it went down to 24. So I was like, sweet, let's do it.
$24,000 out of pocket.
Yep. And okay. Then the appraisal, the after repair value appraisal came back, and it came back higher than what we anticipated, and it dropped it to zero cash out of pocket.
Zero, that's insane. Zero cash out of pocket. And yet I've heard those stories a couple times recently, and that's what happens. Someone goes to a deal, it's over $30,000 out of pocket, and then prices have gone up so much in Texas because everybody wants to come here from New York, everybody wants to come here from California, and people are driving up the prices, and then it ends up just in that short amount of time being a zero out of pocket deal. So you have zero out of pocket. What's your projected equity capture?
$40,000.
You made $40,000 by investing none of your money.
Exactly. By signing my name on the dotted line.
Oh, on the dotted line. And your cash flow is expected to be?
$150,000.
And like I said, if it was a dollar, that would be an infinite rate of return. If it was a dollar, but you're getting $150 a month, again, from how much from your investing?
Zero.
How much money are you investing? Zero. Zero. And are you still using mentors?
Of course. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have been using three mentors, actually, at the same time, because I'm getting a little bit of information from each one because they have different suggestions. And I like to run it by everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And how much of the deal do those mentors get because they're helping you out? How much of the deal do they get from you?
Nothing. They're my mentors. They just give me advice.
They get nothing out of the deal at all. That is so powerful. The realtors, they get their regular commission just like any realtor gets a commission. And so that's tremendous. So infinite rate of return on this deal. That's a home run, Carmen. You're on your way to financial freedom. Tell us what you do with Lifestyles Unlimited as a member of the, as part of the member services team.
My job is to spread the word about lifestyle. So I love talking real estate, and I love getting on the phone and inviting people to attend our events because they change my life. So I want to change their life by inviting them to these events and getting them to join Lifestyles because it's such a great organization.
What are your goals for the coming year?
This year, my goal is to buy three single-family properties, and then next year to buy four single-family properties. And then after that, cash them all out and trade up for a multifamily.
That's great. A dream without a goal is just a dream. It's not going to get you anywhere. And so you need to set goals. You need to have a direction that you're going. You need to know how you're going to get there. You start with that what is it called? It's a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. You buying an apartment community, that's a big, hairy, audacious goal. But you take that one step at a time, doing that with real estate, doing that with single family properties, and working up to that multifamily. We have people here all the time that have done that and retired themselves very quickly. What would you say to somebody out there who says, you know, I'm kind of thinking about this, but I'm not sure. Give me your best shot. You got about 30 seconds. Give me your best spiel at why somebody should go to a free workshop and move forward.
So I like to tell potential future members that if you don't set your goals high, if you do not challenge yourself to do something different, it's never going to happen for you. So you need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, and you need to just go out there and do it. Just pull the trigger, just do it, because if you don't, you're not going to succeed.
I love that. You need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's how you're going to move forward. That's how you're going to make progress. And so, folks, I just want to encourage you, as we talked about, go to that lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, sign up for one of the free workshops, and change your life. If Carmen can do it, if I can do it, you can do it. We're talking about taking the education, going out, investing in property, and our goal is to retire you in 5 years or less, and we will teach you how to do that. Glad you're with us today. Carmen, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for your very inspirational story.
Now, intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I got back into real estate about 1997, 98. It was the first year I ever bought a house. And I bought a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage house for $25,000. I didn't pay $25,000 for the house. I put $2,000 down out of my pocket to buy the house. It was 10% down, which was $2,500, $500 to closing costs, which was $3,000. But the tenant, before I moved in, the broker had leased the house, and he gave me at closing a check for $500 for the rent plus $500 for the security deposit. So I had $1,000. I only brought $2,000 to the table. Now, that house today is worth in excess of $150,000.
Folks, remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.